So let's review. In the previous Mishnah, there was a machlokes regarding the case of lekasa b'shchimra. If a person assigned all his assets to someone in a will, but he did not indicate in the will whether he was a shchimra or a bari at the time, and sometime later when he is certainly a bari, a dispute arises. The noisin, the grantor, claims, shchimra hayisi, the assets belong to me because I was a dying person at the time, and the shchimra who recovers can retract. While the makabel, the recipient, claims bari hayisa, the assets belong to me because you were a healthy person at the time, and the bari cannot retract. Remeir holds, noisin tzarech lehivi raya sheshchimra haya. The makabel, the recipient, gets the assets unless the noisin proves otherwise that he was in fact a shchimra. While the chacham hold, hamaitse mechaveir olav haraya. The noisin, the grantor, keeps his assets unless the makabel proves otherwise that the noisin was in fact a bari. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the understanding of the chacham's opinion. Rav Huna Amar, Raya Be'edim. Rav Chizda V'Rabba Rav Huna Amri, Raya Be'kim Ashtar. And the Gemara explains, Rav Huna says, Raya Be'edim. Both Rav Meir and the Chacham require both the Noisin and the Mekabel to prove with witnesses their respective claims of the Noisin's condition because Kamiflagi Be'plukta Rav Yaakov Rav Nosson. They disagree in the previously mentioned Machlikis regarding the very same case. Rav Meir and Rav Nosson hold, Noisin Tzarech Lehevi Raya Shashchim Rahoya. In order for the Noisin to keep his assets, he must prove with Edim that he was in fact Ishchimra. And if he does not, the Mekabel gets them because Basar Hashtaz Linen. We consider the Noisin's current status of Bari as an assumption that he was always a Bari, which supports the Mekabel. While the Chacham and Rabbi Yaakov hold, Hamaitz Mechaveh Olav Araya. In order for the Mekabel to get the assets, he must prove with Edim that the Noisin was in fact a Bari. And if it does not, the Noisin keeps them because Uki Memoina Becheskis Mari. We consider the Noisin's previously established status of being in possession of the assets, which obviously supports the Noisin. Rav Chizda V'Rabba Rav Huna say, Raya Bekim Hashtar. As the Rashbam explains, according to the Chacham's ruling, Hamoitzim Mechaber L'Varaya, in order for the Mekabel to get the assets, he does not have to prove with Edim that the Noisin was a Bari. All he has to do is Kiyim Hashtar to prove with Edim that the will is authentic. And if he does so, he gets the assets because he has a valid shtar. And as far as the question whether the Noisin was a Bari or Shchimra at the time, in this the Chacham agree with Reb Meir and Reb Nosson that Basar Hashtaz Linan that he was a Bari. But if the Mekabel does not do Kiyim Hashtar, he does not get the assets because he does not have a valid shtar, as the Gemara will explain. And Basar Hashtaz Linan does not help him because he has no shtar at all. However, according to Reb Meir, even if the Mekabel does not do Kiyim Hashtar, he gets the assets because, according to Reb Meir, he does have a valid shtar, as the Gemara will explain, plus Basar Hashtaz Linan. And the Gemara elaborates. Reb Meir and Chacham disagree in the halacha of Moed B'Shtar Sheksav Yitzarech L'Kaimoy, where the one who admits to have written a shtar can invalidate the shtar by another claim, and Kiyim Hashtar would be required by the Teveya, the plaintiff. Reb Meir holds Moed B'Shtar Sheksav in Yitzarech L'Kaimoy. The Noisin who admits to have written the shtar cannot invalidate the shtar with his claim of Shchimra Hayisi, because as the Rashbam explains, the Stam Shtaris Harehim Kesherim, Uvishtaris Leinem HaPesha Asa Hu HaPesha Hitta L'Pasle. A shtar has an assumption of being valid. Therefore, Kiyim Hashtar is not required by the Mekabel. And without any additional proof by either side, the Mekabel would get the asset based on the shtar. And as far as the question whether the Noisin was a Bari or Shchimra at the time, Basar Hashtaz Linan that he was a Bari. Therefore, Meir rules, Noisin Tzarech Lehevi Raya Sheshchimra Haya, which means Raya Be'edim, the Noisin must prove with Edim that he was a Shchimra. While the Chacham hold, Moed B'Shtar Sheksavei Tzarech Lekaimai. The Noisin who admits to have written the shtar can invalidate the shtar with his claim of Shchimra Hayisi because HaPesha Aser Hu HaPesha Heter. HaPesha Aser, the Noisin who confirmed the authenticity of the shtar by admitting Kesavtev I wrote it, Hu HaPesha Heter, he can invalidate the shtar by claiming Shchimra Hayisi. Therefore, Kiyim Hashtar is required by the Mekabel so that it will no longer be a case of HaPesha Aser because it's not the Noisin but the Edim who authenticate the shtar. Therefore, the Chacham rule Hamitzim Mechaveir Olav Araya, which means Raya Bekim Hashtar, as follows. If the Mekabel does Kiyim Hashtar, the Noisin is not believed, because there is no HaPesha Asa, HaPesha Hitter, and without any additional proof by either side as to the status of the Noisin at the time of Matana, the Mekabel gets the assets based on the Shtar and Basar Hashtaz Lina. However, if the Mekabel does not do Kiyim Hashtar, the Noisin is believed, because it is HaPesha Asa, HaPesha Hitter, and without any additional proof by either side as to the status of the Noisin at the time of Matana, the Noisin keeps his assets because the Mekabel does not have a valid shtar. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish also argued in the same Achlokes. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Raya Be'edim, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar Raya Bekim Hashtar. And the Gemara proceeds with the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish regarding Moed Mishtar Shiksavoy, Ein Etzarech Lekaimoy. In Barka Paras Halacha of Harei Shahaya Eichel Sada Uvo Becheska Sheish Aloy, Vakarlov Echad Iru Loy Mishalihi, if a person had possession of a field, and someone claimed that the field belonged to him, and the Muchsik provided a document of sale or gift. Bar Kapara holds, if the Ma'ar claims that the Shtar is a forgery, the Muchsik must do Kim Hashtar, and if it does not do so, the Ma'ar takes the field. However, if Amar Shtar Pasim Huza, or Shtar Amonah Shemecharti Lachablo Nesati Li Damim, if the Ma'ar admits that the Shtar is authentic, but he claims that the shtar was written merely for the muchzik to appear wealthy or for a potential sale, but there was no actual sale. Im yesh edim, halach achar edim. Vim lav, halach achar shtar. The ma'ar must prove with edim that the field belongs to him. And if he does not do so, the muchzik keeps the field based on the shtar. Rish Lakish said Bar Kapara concurs only with Reb Meir who holds Moed B'shtar Shiksava in the Tzarech L'Kaimai. Therefore, once the Ma'ar admits to have written the Shtar, he cannot invalidate the Shtar with another claim, and Kim HaShtar is not required. Therefore, Yesh Edim Halach Achar Edim Ramlav Halach Achar Shtar. However, according to the Chacham who hold Moed B'shtar Shiksava Tzarech L'Kaimai, even though the Ma'ar admits to have written the Shtar, he can invalidate the Shtar. The halacha should be Yiskar Mashtar Bechisamov. The Muchzik must do Ki Mashtar, and if he does not do so, the Ma'ar takes the field. Rabbi Yechanan, however, said, Bar Kapara concurs even with the Chachamim, because only in the case of Eidim Sha'amru Ksav Yudeinu Huze Avalanusim Ayinu, if the Leiva admitted to have written the Shtar, and then the Eidim HaChasumim testified that they were disqualified to testify, only there the Chacham hold Moed B'Shtar Shiksav Yitzarach Likaimai, because Eidim Alimi Umari Shtara. The testimony of Edim to invalidate the Shtar is stronger than the Leiva's admission. However, in our case, where the Ma'ar says, "Im Amar Shtar Pasim Huze Shtar Amonah Shemecharti Loch V'lo Nesat Li Damim," the Chacham agree that Moed B'Shtar Shiksava in Tzarech L'Kaimoy, because the Ma'ar's claim to invalidate the Shtar is not stronger than his own admission.